Here you are. Hi, Bonnie. Good morning, beautiful divine soul. She sends us a bunch of love and happiness. Yay! I would love to have a reading to see what wants to arise in my energy field at this time. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And so it is. Purple hearts, thank you. All right. Also, I'm going to teach you ways to connect to what you want to receive. You might be connecting to your blueprint or your records or other parts of you so that you can receive guidance. You might be connecting to another person. Maybe you want to know what's going on with your daughter or your cat. You know, maybe you want to connect to a place. Should I go there? Is this the place for me to stay at this vacation, or is this the place for me to stay? So, Bonnie. So you're ready to roll. There's some different kind of wheel energy all up the center of your energy field. And so I was really drawn into when you said, what's ready to arise within me? I learned through many of my disciplines that I've learned that words are very powerful. As a hypnotherapist, as a homeopathic doctor, we have to really understand the exact feeling or sensation for you. So if you say gooey, sticky, tarry, and I want to feel light, bubbly, and airy, I use those exact words for you, and they tell me a lot about the energy that you're feeling. So there's energy. First, it was just moving energy like multiple wheels that are intersecting, you know, like a clock mechanism, all up the center of you. Then they turned into brushes, very brown, bristly brushes, like an outdoor front mat that has that really, I don't even know what it is, a coconut fiber or something, you know, that hard brown that you can scrape dirt off your shoes on, that bristly. And they're going around and around and around and around up your entire center. On the outsides, it looks like just big pieces of this bristly mat type energy, very different. The middle is metal. There's a structure. It almost reminds me of a bike. What is this for? It's all are going up. All are leading up. There's a deep cleansing happening for you. It doesn't seem very pleasant to me because of the sensation of the material, but it's deep. It's like somebody's going in with scrub brushes. You know, and they're going, I got to get the scrub brushes out to clean this pan and the scrubby thing with the metal and the brush with the hard thing on it. And it's like, wow, really getting deep. And it's almost like it is old dirt. So it's energy like we've been talking about, old stuff. I don't know. Your energy field is real serious about this. It's like we're they've got everything outside the center like a mat. It reminds me of my house, which is we're doing so much different fixing, construction, changing, painting, so on and so forth, that we have our stuff a little bit in this corner, a little bit in this corner, we move over here and we put a rug there and then we take it here, and so it's a bit like that, like everything's moved out of the way and this is what's happening. Is this there's a lot of sadness. Wow, there's sadness, so much sadness coming up. Oh, I have grief in the pit of my stomach. Wow, honey. Oh, Bonnie. Wow, they're going deep. So if anybody else is feeling deep cleanse, these energies as they come through for Bonnie are often offered to anyone else who's having it. And I'm feeling, I'm not sure if this is me or you, or it's you. I'm not sure if I'm going with it too, but it's very deep. It's deep going almost to the belly button. The moon is directly above you and it's shining an almost orange light down right through the crown, down through the center of this, where these wheels are turning and they're brushing and they're, it's like somebody going into an archaeological site, an ancient dig, and they've cleared everything and somebody has to go in with a, you know, a really intense brush or broom or something like a that's going to get up that old dirt separate it. So there's a heavy energy that goes from the sadness here, from the bottom of the heart and through the solar plexus, and then it goes like it goes underwater, so it's hard to see, down into the sacral, and feels like it's rooted in the womb. So there's an old pain, an old grief, and it's vital for you right now to release it. If you don't know what it is, just let this cleansing process happen. 24 hours from now. From now, that's another 2 days that this is going to happen, be going on. Then you're going to need to relax. I would definitely shower or sit in a salt bath or go in an ocean or do something you can do to cleanse, drink cleansing things, and love yourself, cocoon yourself, do loving things. Orange candles, or just candlelight from maybe a white candle that might glow orange, is an important energy for you. So the moon is, she's bringing this energy down into orange is your sacral, your womb, your creation. There's a sadness here that feels similar to like when my daughter died, like a loss. And it may be in this life or another or multiple ones, because it's pretty intense, but it's here now. And so there is a cleansing going on. And there isn't any other, that's what wants to arise in you right now, is this grief, because there's no reason to carry it anymore. And it's really anchored. The grief is rooted and anchored into that womb. It's heavy energy. So allow yourself to be cleansed. It feels like ginger tea, or ginger, any form of ginger would be very cleansing for you. Red raspberry in a capsule, or in a tea, or in food, or just connect to red raspberry. It has a feminine healing, womb healing aspect to it. Brings iron too, which is the symbol of depletion of the feminine energy. So for you, honey, this is important for your next step, because you're going to be holding, you have the capacity to hold a lot of creative energy. So this is what's clearing for you. I'm going to activate a cosmic cleanse for you and ask it to continue for as long as is optimal. Wow, I'm getting a headache. I'm getting a lot of dizziness and nausea, and it's moving through the crown. So this is a big release, and many of you might be feeling a big release. And so feel and accept this cleanse, please. This is the violet flame transmutational ray, burning away that which no longer is needed and necessary. Burning away old agreements, contracts, vows, burning away old energies that no longer serve and support. And connecting each and every one of us back to our soul signature frequency, our soul's blueprint, and our destiny and path aligned with the highest good at this time. Take a deep breath in, draw the violet flame into your heart, hold it there, ask it to cleanse, clear, and transmute, and blow it out. Much better. I'm going to do a quick Infinity Lightweave Tower. These are all tools that are in Infinity Lightweaving. All right. So for me, that was an enormous crown awakening by going deep into grief down here. And each of you, in any way that is optimal, will process that. Bonnie, that was very, very deep stuff. So I hope that you can support yourself. Join the class if you can, so you can come and we can walk through this together as you're letting this go and processing it. It's going to be an enormous awakening for you. Or you might want to think about getting a session, a soul reading or something, where we could help process it. But please love on yourself big time. This is some deep stuff, and congratulations that you're there where that's ready to go. Tracy, Irie Tag from Jamaica. Blessed be. Let's see. All righty. You and your son, Michael. In Jamaica, I love how the hearts you put green, yellow, red. Fantastic. Michael, one of my favorite names. One of my favorite names. All right, beautiful. Boy, you guys got some big energy. I'm having to get bigger here.